Yes, it is the critic at beautiful Joe Riley Park downtown, hanging out at one of the best stadiums in the country. The critic is everywhere, and we are joined inside the park on this beautiful day by the River Dogs director of promotions. It is Nate Courant.
Hey, it's nice to see you.
Pleasure to be here. Before we start anything, you are the director of promotions here at Joe Riley Park. I got to ask you this. Maybe I'll just ask it once. Now I know me. I'll be asking all season long. But Bill Murray, of course, is the director of fun here. He has an open invitation to join me on Sunday mornings for the Critics' Choice, 9 a.m. to noon. That's the show where I can play any kind of music. It could be Frank Sinatra. It could be The Replacements. It could be anybody. But give Bill that standing offer. He can come in, play DJ with me any Sunday morning.
I'll make sure he gets gets a message.
Excellent. Well, speaking of Bill Murray, we will be out here on every Tuesday. The River Dogs have a home game, and this coming Tuesday, April 17th, we will be out here for the game against West Virginia. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the game starts at 7 p.m. And every Tuesday, it will be the pop-up restaurant Tuesday in the Murray Mezzanine. Nate, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's part of our Live and Local Tuesday promotion all season long. This Tuesday, we have two Nixons. They're going to be out in Murray's Mezzanine out in the right field side of the ballpark, for those familiar. And they're going to have a special ticket and dinner package. So you can still come to the Joe. We're known for our food. We have hot dogs and nachos and all that. But you can definitely be a part of the two Nixons promotion and make sure to get part of their special menu. And it's going to be an every Tuesday thing. Two Nixons is this week, and then we'll have others throughout the season.
Riverdogs.com for your ticket and your schedule information. And there are a limited number for the pop-up, 100 tickets?
Yes, that's correct. And but I mean, again, if you really want to push, maybe we can see what we can do.
Oh, very cool. And Bill Murray may or may not be in the Murray Mezzanine on Tuesdays.
It may be two Nixons and a Murray, I think, on Tuesday, perhaps.
Well, the homestand goes through Wednesday. We'll be here on Tuesday. Then our sister station, 98 Rock, will be here this Monday, April 16th. And it is the first dog day of the year. That's when you can bring your pups to the ballpark. Always a great time on dog day.
More fun energy. Again, we increase our attendance numbers four legs at a time on the Monday nights.
And it is 25 years of the River Dogs. I was here 25 years ago. I was here for the home opener. It was incredible and a great comeback victory for the River Dogs. But 25 years, very impressive.
We're very fortunate. We've got a lot of good stuff over the past 25 years, a lot of big names and a lot of memories for a lot of the listeners, families out throughout the Lowcountry. And we're hoping for another 25 years at the Joe of success.
Oh, I think I'm going to be here for 25 more years.
I hope so.
As I'm saying, I'm the radio cockroach. Nothing kills me.
Exactly. You and me are going to be doing this for the next couple decades.
I like that. Perfect. Yes. Well, the homestand goes through this Wednesday, April 18th. Then the River Dogs go on the road, and they will be back for another homestand on Monday, April 23rd, versus Columbia, the Fireflies. But they are the Tim Tebow-less Fireflies this year. I was here for all three games last year. They sold out, but still a great rivalry with Columbia. That's Mets Yankees.
It is Mets Yankees, exactly. It's a Subway Series here in the Lowcountry.
See the future Yankee stars. So many Yankees have passed through here. I saw a former River Dog, Tyler Austin, starting a brawl in Boston the other night. That was great.
Yeah, learned it here in Charleston.
And of course, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, the list goes on and on and on. Come and see your Charleston River Dogs. We'll be here for every Tuesday, Live and Local Tuesdays. This Tuesday, April 17th, live music with Charleston's own Social Void. Plus, you have the pop-up restaurant in the Murray Mezzanine. Get those tickets and join us for fun all year long. And you can see Nate in between innings. He's the guy on the video board doing all the promotions, and he is the guy that leads us every seventh inning stretch for Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
I think you'll attest it's better heard and not seen, but...
Exactly. That is my radio philosophy. Yeah. Better to hear me and not see me. Although we did film some fun stuff the other day, which you'll be seeing on Tuesdays on the video board. So look forward to that.
Unfortunately, HD is not our friend, but that's okay.
River Dogs home through Wednesday. Make sure you join us this Monday, April 16th for 98 Rock, our sister station. Their dog day. Bring your pup to the ballpark. I'll be here on Tuesday, April 17th for the Live and Local Tuesdays. It is going to be a great year. Homestand through Wednesday. The home opener was just tremendous. Riverdogs.com. And Nate, you're going to be our River Dog correspondent throughout the year. So we'll look for some inside stuff. But River Dogs baseball is back, Live and Local Tuesdays with 105.5 The Bridge this Tuesday. And we'll have Nate on all year long. Riverdogs.com, 1055thebridge.com. Nate, thank you very much for putting up with us here. The ballpark looks great. It's a beautiful day, and the homestand is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, great homestand, a great season here at the Joe.